Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell's bill gives places of worship attached to a school the authority to allow guns on the private property.
There are two schools of thought. Some people believe that if we keep guns out of hands, bad things won't happen. And then I have the school of thought that believes that the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. I don't think we're going to solve that issue today and come to a reconciliation between those two schools of thought. I think everyone fully believes their position on those issues.
But during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Roy Blondo, a former prosecutor, disagreed.
One thing I learned during my 35 years as a prosecuting attorney is that more guns mean more killing. Now, this lady argued that the answer to a bad man with a gun is a good person with a gun. Well, what is a good person with a gun? People who have concealed weapon permits are not experts in guns.
And in its very first committee, Stargell's measure failed on a 4-6 vote, with two South Florida Republicans joining Democrats in opposing the bill. Then it was Sarasota Republican Senator Greg Stubbe's turn with his so-called courthouse carry bill. That would have allowed guns inside a courthouse, but the guns would have to be stored with security officers. But Stubbe didn't stop there. He amended the bill to include other gun proposals. They included Stargell's failed proposal. Another lowered penalties for accidental displays of a firearm.
It also has language as it relates to bump stocks. Look at lines 262 to 268. We are urging the United States Congress and President Trump to instruct the United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to revisit and review all previous rulings related to bump stocks and issue a clarifying ruling and a national policy that will apply uniformly to all of the states.
Bump stocks are modifications that increase a weapon's rate of fire. Meanwhile, Stubbe's bill also included a provision that created mixed feelings among gun rights groups.
Currently, if somebody goes and purchases a firearm and the background check pops back from FDLE as a decline. Nothing is done. FDLE just declines that, and the firearms dealer goes about their business and doesn't issue the firearm. So what this bill also has language to do is if FDLE, when they do the background check, it comes back as a decline, they are to notify local law enforcement, let local law enforcement come out and investigate why whoever it was that was trying to purchase the firearm was declined.
The National Rifle Association supported the new changes, but Eric Friday with gun rights group For to Carry says while he supports the courthouse carry bill, he does not support some of the new changes, particularly provisions turning over rejected background checks to local law enforcement for investigation.
The amendment will result in prosecution and investigation and arrest of law-abiding citizens by mistake.
And as for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, the Gun Control Advocates Group opposed all the measures. Here's Jamie Ito from the group.
It would make it easier to carry hidden, loaded guns into buildings that house courtrooms, and it would also subject our local officials to lawsuits and penalties for trying to protect public safety. The bill has been amended to include two other dangerous policies. These include provisions to allow open carry in public places and to allow guns in private schools.
Senate Democrats on the Judiciary Committee also opposed the bills, and Hialeah Republican Senator Rene Garcia says he voted against the proposals for several reasons.
The fact that we combine all these bills into one massive package, I just have a difficult time supporting it. You're talking to someone that believes that we should not do things to take away the right of individuals to own guns, and we should do more to ensure that people have access to mental health treatments and substance abuse treatment, and yet this bill does nothing to do to address those issues.
And with the failure of each proposal to pass, For to Carry in its newsletter blamed Senator Garcia and Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores for helping to tank several of the proposals. The NRA's Marion Hammer also did the same, adding For to Carry to her target list. In her newsletter to her members, she stated For to Carry sided with Moms Demand Action, not For to Gun Owners. Meanwhile, Senator Greg Stube says he has no plans to bring any gun bills forward for the 2018 session. Still, at least one of his gun-related measures appears to be moving forward in the Florida Senate. It allows firearm dealers to pay for the criminal background checks of potential gun buyers. And at least one gun bill is also starting to move in Congress. The U.S. House of Representatives voted recently to make concealed carry permits valid across state lines. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.